This is a CKTZ News update. The preliminary stages of Cortez Island's first wetland restoration project are underway at Dillon Creek on Linnea Farm.
Back in 2014, we had a very large algae bloom in the lake. It had an annoying smell, an odor, and a taste in the water for about 2 weeks, and then lingered on for about another 2 weeks with the smell in the air. Very disturbing to the lakeshore residents. And then the last couple of years have been less, and then this year it's a little more intense. So what we want to do, simple solutions, are that we have to reduce the nutrient flow to the water table, and there are ways to do that.
Explained lead author Rex Weiler when the first Hague and Gunflint Lakes monitoring report was published in 2017. The problem was human septic and livestock nutrients draining into the lake.
Everyone who lives around the lake is a contributor,
said Autumn Barrett Morgan, a biological monitoring technician with the Friends of Cortez Island Society. However, Dillon Creek has been a vector for a significant amount of the nutrient and sediment input into Gunflint and Hague Lakes.
This creek goes quite a ways up, and anything that's coming off of the road, there's a lot of nutrients that I can pick up along the way. And the cows and animals and production garden and everything is not immediately at the lake, but these creeks act as carriers of the sediments and nutrients.
Prior to the advent of what is now Linnea Farm, the field used to be a wetland and a series of meandering streams that would have naturally filtered out nutrients and sediment. This wetland was drained via a man-made Dillon Creek and turned into agricultural land decades ago. Draining wetlands was a common farming practice around the world to gain access to rich soils and relatively flat land. Foci and Linnea Farm have partnered to restore wetlands in a lower portion of the field, up from the mouth of Dillon Creek into Gunflint Lake. The construction work will take place from August 15th to 17th, but in the meantime, Foci has been carrying out invasive species removal and biological monitoring. CKTZ News interviewed Autumn Barrett Morgan on July 29th, the day after a crew of volunteers removed Himalayan blackberries, thistles, and holly from the site.
So yesterday we did an invasive species removal around the proposed wetland site. In the grand scheme of things, it's relatively a little amount of invasive species.
So how many people came up and how did it go?
It went really well. We've had multiple invasive species removals now. And yesterday there was four of us. Some had backed out just because of the heat. Of course, the day we started was a heat wave, so totally understandable. We might do one going forward into the evening because it's a lot cooler. We'll probably have another one in the next few days. But yeah, it went really well. It's one of those things that, like, invasive species are always so much more manageable when there's a team removing them.
She also talked about the larger project.
Wetlands are amazing at carbon sequestration. A very large percentage of wetlands have been drained due to farming and due to development around the world. And wetlands are the natural kidneys of the earth. So we're removing our filtering systems, we're removing our kidneys. And that has a very large contributing factor to global climate disruption. So being able to restore even just a little bit of that here is going to be really impactful. And it also can be a really cool precedent-setting project on the island. Seeing how successful it is, we can maybe keep doing that and keep restoring little areas of wetlands and maybe large areas of wetlands. Many current farms were wetlands at one point, and a common farming practice way back in the day, even up to 100 years ago around the world, really, was to drain the wetlands and start either growing food or grazing cattle in the areas. And the way that they would do that was sometimes by dynamite, and they would actually dynamite around the edges of that wetland, creating a ditch, which would then draw the water to that lower elevation area, and then it would drain in the wetland out, leaving the soil open for growing food, or as I said, or grazing cattle. And sometimes, of course, now in modern day, they also have used excavators. There's a lower half of the land that is not as ideal for cattle because there's a lot of sedges growing in it, aka wetland area. So there's been a partnership between Linnea Farm and Foci to restore that lower part of the field back to a wetland, and taking the amount of sediment load, like the sheer load of the water heading toward the lake, diverting some of it into the wetland area. And in the meantime, another intention is to enhance the breeding grounds and foraging grounds for many native species. The other intention is to reduce the amount of sediment going into the lake, as well as reduce the amount of nutrients going into the lake.